The American-led liberal world order was never a natural phenomenon. It was not the culmination of evolutionary processes across the millennia, or the inevitable fulfillment of universal human desires. The past 7+ decades of relatively free trade, growing respect for individual rights, and relatively peaceful cooperation among nations, the core elements of the liberal order, have been a great historical aberration. Until 1945, the story of humankind going back thousands of years was a long tale of war, tyranny, and poverty. Moments of peace were fleeting. Democracy, so rare as to seem almost accidental, and prosperity, the luxury of the powerful few. Our own era has not lacked its horrors, its genocides, its oppressions, its barbarisms. Yet by historical standards, including the standards of the recent past, it has been a relative paradise. Between 1500 and 1945, scarcely a year passed when the strongest powers in the world, the great powers of Europe, were not at war. But since 1945, there have been no wars among the great powers. The great Cold War confrontation between the United States and the Soviet Union ended peacefully, a historical rarity. Meanwhile, deaths from all recent smaller wars have declined dramatically, as indeed have violent deaths of all kinds. Since the end of the Second World War, the world has also enjoyed a period of prosperity unlike any other, with more than 7 decades of global GDP growth averaging almost 3.5% per year, despite the 2007 to 2008 financial crisis. Since 1945, some 4 billion people around the world have climbed out of poverty. The number of democratic governments has grown from no more than a dozen in 1939 to more than 100 today. The power of the state has been curbed in favor of the individual in large parts of the world, and an ever-expanding panoply of individual rights has come to be respected. What Abraham Lincoln called the better angels of human nature have been encouraged, and some of human beings' worst impulses have been suppressed more effectively than before. But all this has been an anomaly in the history of human existence. The liberal world order is fragile and impermanent. Like a garden, it is ever under siege from the natural forces of history, the jungle whose vines and weeds constantly threaten to overwhelm it. Unfortunately, we tend to take our world for granted. We have lived so long inside the bubble of the liberal order that we can imagine no other kind of world. We think it is natural and normal, even inevitable. We see all its flaws and wish it could be better, but it doesn't occur to us that the more likely alternative to it would be much, much worse. Unlike other cultures, which view history as a continuous cycle of growth and decay, or as stasis, we view history as having a direction and a purpose. We believe in modernization, in stages of economic and political development, in the link between prosperity and democracy. As children of the Enlightenment, we believe the expansion of knowledge and material progress goes hand in hand with improvements in human behavior and moral progress. From Montesquieu and Kant, we learned that commerce tames the souls of men and nations, reducing conflict and increasing harmony and cooperation. From Marx and others, we learned to treat stages of economic development as the drivers of political development. Feudalism produces government by monarchs and aristocrats. Capitalism produces government by parliaments and democracies, all as part of some iron logic of economic determinism. From Hegel, we learned that history is but the progress of the consciousness of freedom, and that, as Francis Fukuyama put it in his famous description of the end of history, there is a common evolutionary pattern for all societies, something like a universal history of mankind in the direction of liberal democracy. Hence, we have come to believe that while there may be occasional bumps and